And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 11th of September, 2024. Today is the birthday of the man professionally known as Moby, born today in 1965. Richard Melville Hall, a.k.a. Moby, is an American musician, songwriter, record producer, DJ, and animal rights activist. He has sold 20 million records worldwide. In addition to his music career, Moby is known for his veganism and support for animal rights and humanitarian aid. In 1984, Moby was inspired to become a vegetarian by a cat named Tucker, who he had found at a dump in Darien, Connecticut. He said, quote, "My mom and I, with the help of George the Dachshund, took care of Tucker, and he grew up to be the happiest, healthiest cat I'd ever known. In November of 1987, while playing with Tucker, I decided that just as I would never do anything to harm Tucker or any of our rescued animals, I also would never do anything to harm any animal anywhere. And I became a vegan." Moby is the owner of Little Pine, a vegan restaurant in Los Angeles that serves organic, vegan, Mediterranean-inspired dishes and has a retail section with art and books curated by Moby himself. All profits are donated to animal welfare organizations. He also organized the vegan music and food festival, Circle V. Moby described Circle V as the coming together of my life's work, animal rights, and music. In 2019, Moby had "Vegan for Life" tattooed on his neck. That November, he had "Animal Rights" tattooed on his arms to commemorate the 32nd anniversary of being a vegan. He also had VX tattooed next to his right eye, the V standing for vegan and the X for straight edge, referencing his sobriety. In February 2023, he released Punk Rock Vegan Movie, his documentary about the long-standing relationship between the worlds of punk rock and animal rights. Today is the first day of the 2024 Plant-Based Vegan Expo in New York City. This is the global plant-based gathering for retail and food service and is North America's only professional 100% plant-based expo. Plant-Based World Expo brings together more than 4,000 stakeholders to spark new opportunities in a rapidly evolving $11.3 billion market that's projected to triple in the next 10 years. This is where buyers and chefs discover the better-for-you options that consumers are craving, where the companies creating mind-bending and mouth-watering products find their big breaks, where the roadmap to sustainability evolves, and where the future of plant-based begins. People come to the expo to understand the current consumer demand, learn the why behind food and lifestyle trends, hear how food service pros are delivering the next level options diners crave, and find out how to help chart the course to sustainable transformation across the food system. And here is a portion of William Wordsworth's poem, "The Kitten and Falling Leaves." See the kitten on the wall, sporting with the leaves that fall. Withered leaves, one, two, and three, from the lofty elder tree. Through the calm and frosty air of this morning bright and fair. But the kitten, how she starts, crouches, stretches paws and darts. First at one, and then its fellow, just as light and just as yellow. There are many now, now one. Now they stop, and there are none. What intenseness of desire in her upward eye of fire! With a tiger leap halfway, now she meets the coming prey, lets it go as fast, and then has it in her power again. Now she works with three or four like an Indian conjurer, quick as he in feats of art, far beyond in joy of heart. from William Wordsworth's poem, The Kitten and Falling Leaves. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with the reminder that all animals should be allowed to feel joy.